Blog Talk Radio.
Let's go.
Hey girl, how you doing? My name is Charlie. Let's make love. I was wondering if I could take you out. Show you a good time. Oh, invite you to my house. Here is my number. Girl, you can call me. And don't forget it, babe. The name is Charlie.
welcome, welcome to the show, guys. Thank you for listening in to the show. You're listening live to the 2012 Internet Radio Show. I'm your host, Frank Williams, and you're listening live to the Frank Williams Show. Again, thank you guys for listening in to the show. The call-in number is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. Those that are listening via my show page, thank you. Online. Those that are listening via cell phone, thank you. Call into the show. 818-301-5834. I have a great show set up for you this morning. I hope you guys are doing well. If you're on the way to work, be careful. I know that there's heavy-duty traffic in Atlanta today. I mean heavy-duty. I saw the traffic report just a little bit ago, and things are bad out there. I tell you, I do not miss the traffic in the morning in Atlanta. I did it for about 24 years. 25 years. I got up every morning, drove into work in traffic for 24 years. Every morning when I was working with real estate attorneys, I was getting up in the morning, jumping in traffic, going to the office. But the deal there was that, you know, I really didn't have to be at work at like 8 o'clock or 8:30 or anything like that. Sometimes I did, but usually I had to be there. Usually I was there around 9 o'clock, something like that. So sometimes I caught the heavy stuff. But most of the time, it was pretty good sailing going into the office. But after I stopped working with them and was working with FedEx, it was bad. So I do not envy you guys if you're sitting in traffic right now and trying to get to work. I'm sorry, actually, I'm sorry for that. It is pure hell trying to get to work in Atlanta in the morning, I tell you. And now that I work south of the city, I have no traffic at all, no time. I take that back. I have had an episode before, but there was an accident on the expressway, and couldn't help that, couldn't get to work. Okay, enough of that. But you guys be careful, take your time, and just move on through, okay? Take your time and just move on through. You know the deal, all right? But again, thank you for listening to the show. I'm glad you're up on the show. I do appreciate that. I have a great show set up for you today. Our show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all your tax and accounting needs, call the professionals at CPA on Duty. Their office number is 770-732-0244. Again, that office number is 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal accounting, personal taxes, corporate accounting, corporate taxes, the professionals at CPA on Duty can take care of your needs. So if you have problems or you just need help, give those guys a call. 770-732-0244. Now, guys, forgive me again for my voice. I still don't have my voice back from the game on Sunday. From the screams and hollers that I did on Sunday. I tell you, we had such a great time before we went in the game. Then we had a great time while we were in the game. Then we had a great time after the game. So, and I told you guys I would, and I did. But, you know, while we were inside the game, my crazy self was most of the time screaming to the top of my voice. And there was also a couple of Carolina Panther fans that were sitting close to us. So I had to scream at them as well. So I guess it doesn't take much for me to lose my voice, but I guess it's going to be a couple of days before it comes back. So I'm sorry. Forgive me, for I am voiceless. But hopefully you can hear me pretty good. I have a way somehow of getting this voice out like this. But if I try to talk harsh or louder, it gets all screwed up. But anyway, guys, I promote the show on Twitter and Facebook. If you're on Twitter, you can follow the show on Twitter at The Frank W. Show. Twitter at The Frank W. Show. That is my Twitter. If you want to send me a tweet, tweety beat, then follow me on Twitter, The Frank W. Show on Twitter. I'm also on Facebook, guys. My Facebook page should be up today. And it's going to be called The Frank Williams Show on Facebook. So you'll be able to send me a friend request on Facebook for the show. And we'll confirm you as a friend. That way, whether you're on Twitter or Facebook, you'll never miss an episode of the show if you don't want to. Okay? Those that are listening online, if you're on the show page right now, which you are if you're listening online, then there's an icon there that says follow the show. Click on that icon and set it up where you can follow the show online via the internet. All right? And again, I appreciate it. Let's get into the show, guys. Today's topic is why older women like younger men. Why older women like younger men? That's been a topic that people have always over the years that I've been wondering about. I know that when, as I was coming up, being a young man, there were old women that were sort of, what do you call it? What am I trying to say? They were pushing the envelope towards me. And my mom always said that would happen. And she didn't push me away from that, but I never really had an older woman. I never really been with an older woman. I never really had an opportunity to be with an older woman. The only thing that as close as I got to an older woman was my mom's friend, one of my mom's best friends, Miss Joanne, rest in peace. She was around my mom's age, but she'd always come to the house. She would hug on me all the time and kiss on me, and she'd make all kind of comments and everything. But she was a real nice lady, and she was a lot of fun. But that's as close as I got to being with an older woman. But that's the way things go. But as I got older, you know, you start to understand what's going on with these older women. And I think, you know, now they call them cougars. Now they call them cougars. I don't know where that came from, but now they call them cougars. And so they're out there, and they're looking for younger men. I guess it's because they're wanting to. Some women are wanting to feel a certain way as far as their self confidence, maybe. And some old women, want the physical side of things to be there with the younger man. Maybe the guy that they've been with now or before is maybe older than they are or same age as they are, and they can't perform the way that they used to. So they look for a younger man for that performance, you know. And and older women also have the experience. So they're able to teach a younger guy or a younger man what to do, what they like, yada, yada. So I believe that's a big part of it as well. Now, I notice sometimes you see these older women with these younger men. You're like, look at that right there. She got her son with her. You know, she's got her son. And but that's something that happens. It happens a lot more now than it did when I was a young man, because I think now this generation of men, the younger men, some of them grab a hold of these older women. Some of them treat them bad. That's not good. Some of them treat them like trash. You know, they just with them to get their money, and they'll take their money. I mean, they'll jump up and down on them, take their money, and then, you know, don't even give them really what they're looking for. And I feel bad about that. But, you know, that's part of it as well. You got to take the good with the bad in these situations. But I believe that older women, I don't know what you call it when they're not self-confident or they don't feel good about themselves. They try to get a younger man to bring the self-esteem. They try to bring their self-esteem up, so they grab a hold of them a younger man, and they stick their chest out, think they're doing something, okay? And that's what happens. So, but that's the reason that older women like younger men. There's probably more reasons out there. And if you know a reason why older women like younger men, give me a call, 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. And I believe, too, that younger men should have an older woman, because men don't mature as fast as women. So if you're a young man out there, you're listening to the show, maybe in your 20s, mid-20s, something like that, I think you should gravitate toward these older women. If you got an older woman that's trying to stick you under her wing, so to speak, then, hey, take it. I mean, they'll pay for your car to be fixed. They'll pay for dinner. They'll pay for for whatever, you know. They're quick to go in their purse and pay. So they'll cook you dinner, you know. They can cook. These younger women now, they don't want to cook. They want to go out, you know. They want to go clubbing or restaurant or, you know, movies and all this stuff. It's sort of dinner and a movie. Hell, let's do dinner at home and let's get a DVD and watch a movie. Why can't we do that? I don't want to do that. Sorry about my voice, yes. They don't want to do that. They want to go. They want to go to out to eat, one of the expensive restaurants and eat, and then go to a, you know, a $20, $30 movie. Yeah, I know the movies may not be that expensive, but once you pay for the tickets to get in the movie, and then you get a drink or something in the movie, or whatever, popcorn or whatever, you bought up to $30. So that's pretty wild, but that's what happens. But with an older woman, she doesn't mind. She like, why don't you come over to the house? I'll cook a little dinner, and maybe we can watch a movie. That's exactly what you want, because you may not want to be seen out in the streets with her, but she's content to come into that to her place, and she fixing you dinner, and y'all watching a movie there, because she wants a little more than dinner and a movie, so. She feels a lot more comfortable with you coming to the house and having dinner. So, and she can give you the experience that you need, so that once you are maybe away from her, if you guys don't stay together, and you find you a woman that's more your age, or maybe a little bit younger than you. Like I said, the women mature a little bit faster than the men. So when you find a woman your age or a little bit younger, you've got someone that's where you guys have pretty much the same lines of maturity. So that way, the experience that you've gotten from the older woman, you can just transfer that to your younger woman, and man, you'll have her wrapped around your little bitty finger, and you can swing her around your head like a cowboy. I guarantee you that. So, you younger men out there that are listening to the show, get you a cougar. I'm telling you, get you a cougar. And I mean, you know, some men play the back and forth game. I'm not telling you to do that, because when you know, if the cougar finds out you're doing that, she gonna hurt you, and she gonna hurt you bad. And I'm not talking about physically hurt you, but she's going to cuss you up and down both sides of your body, and then she's going to cut you down your back and your front, and you're not going to know what the hell hit you. So when you do have an older woman, treat her right. Try not to veer off the road. What I mean by veer off the road is try not to have your younger woman trying to work with her at the same time you're working with the older woman, simply because, like I said, if the older woman finds out, she's going to hurt you bad. And then if the younger woman finds out, she gonna hurt you too, but in a different way. See, these younger women now, they'll throw a brick or something, bust your window out, or something. They want to do something like that to hurt you instead of giving you that mental hurt. When you hurt an older woman, she know how to hurt you mentally and where you scarred for a long time. But the younger women, they don't want to hurt you mentally. They want to do something to your car or slap you across the head or something like that. They want to do more physical harm to you. So when you do have an older woman, don't veer off the road with her. Stay on the road with her until you until you can't stand it anymore. Then you get away from her and find your younger woman. A lot of times, that older woman is so good to you that that you may not go back. So think about that, guys. Like I said, get you a cougar. If you don't have a woman now, find you a cougar. They're out there. They're prowling. They're walking the streets. You can't, they're like invisible, but they're not invisible, but they're invisible to you. Maybe one day I'll have a show where I can tell you how to spot a cougar. How to spot a cougar. Hey, that's a good show. I think I'll do that one day. Thank you, guys. 818-301-5834. Now, tomorrow, I'm going to do a cooking show tomorrow. Tomorrow's show is going to be a cooking show. It's going to be about grilling corn on the grill. That's corn that's still in the husk. And putting it on the grill and cooking it. I have the perfect recipe for that. I'm going to give it to you tomorrow. I'm going to tell you everything from top to bottom, how to get this great tasting corn off the grill. I know some of you guys, saying I've done that before, Frank, that's no big deal. But I think it is a big deal. I think that people don't know exactly what to do with that, because I've asked some people how they do it. And they say, all right, we peel the husk off. We peel the husk back, pull all the silk out to push the husk back, or they put something on the corn, then close the husk back, then put it on the grill. Well, with this recipe that I'm going to give you tomorrow, you don't have to do that. You don't have to do all that. But you'll be able to have very, very sweet tasting corn that you're not going to believe come off the grill. So tune in for that tomorrow. Guys, I'll see you in about 23 and a half hours. Remember my quote, I despise the guys who criticize and minimize the enterprise of other guys whose enterprise has made them rise above the guys who criticize. Don't you? I appreciate you guys listening in to the show. Again, have a tremendous Tuesday. If you're on the way to work, take your time. You're going to get there, okay? But just take your time. The traffic's bad. So, thank you guys. Have a great day. And this is the Frank Williams Show. I'm dialing. I'm over and I'm out. I'm sorry for the times that I left you home. I was on the road and you were alone. I'm sorry for the times that I had to go. I'm sorry for the fact that I did not know that you were sitting home just wishing we could go back to where.